put a griddle in there so you can cook breakfast like the Waffle House does, or you can be Benihana and cook your Asian food. And then we have Kamado Joe, which is a charcoal grill. But they've kind of upped their game a little bit, and they've got some electronics built into it that can breathe more air into there, and the more air, the hotter it gets. So it does a great job as well.
Well, and I'm looking at all these as Michael's talking about them at thinkcohens.com, folks, and these do look amazing. All the options look amazing. Again, that's thinkcohens.com. Or I really encourage you to stop by there, see the showroom, see the products they have. It's 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael, one of the team members, and tell him, hey, we heard Michael on the radio with those idiots, Joey and Eddie.
The redneck. So, yeah, so come on by and see all these different grills. We've got something for everybody. They even make some little baby ones if you got a kid that's going to college, or you just need something small for your cabin or your farm or something.
Well, appreciate it as always, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank y'all. Take care.
Right, you too. You know, a good idea. We could do a whole parking lot thing there where we're cooking ribs. Well, you're cooking ribs, and I'm sitting in the massage chair waiting for you to bring the ribs. What do you think of that? Just.
No, cooking ribs, we can both sit in the massage chair. Different ones. We're not sharing one with you.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, but ribs, you don't, once you set them on a smoker.
We just.
Yeah, we'll just sit there with our Traeger app being like, it's almost done.
That's what's so crazy. You can sit inside, just watch the app.
Yeah.
It's cheating, but it's kind of good cheating. I got to be honest.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott in Charleston, South Carolina. Convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh, already serving a life sentence for killing his wife and son, has been sentenced to an additional 40 years in federal prison for stealing from clients and his law firm. A Virginia firefighter collapsed and died while battling a wildfire. James C. Ward collapsed Saturday while working with a crew on that fire in southwestern Scott County. An Israeli airstrike has destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus. The Iranian Arabic language state television says the strike killed Iranian military advisor General Ali Reza Zadi. Zadi previously led elite Iranian forces. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 273 points and the NASDAQ is down 9. This is SRN News.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you. Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing? That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard. Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. continued dry this evening and tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change. Breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Alabama's congressional delegates are expressing outrage at Joe Biden for his proclamation of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. The Biden White House also prohibited any religious themes or symbols at its Easter egg event that was held this past weekend. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville came out swinging by calling the Democratic Party a satanic cult. Congressman Dale Strong took to social media saying that the day reserved for celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior can never be replaced by woke liberals. He also called on Biden to apologize for insulting God-fearing Americans. Congressman Barry Moore called it a direct and intentional assault on Christianity, and Alabama Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth expressed his opinion on the matter by saying that Joe's woke agenda finds every opportunity to mock Christian beliefs, morals, and values, and he called on a restoration of sanity to the White House. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Kia Auto Company has issued a recall of 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs. The vehicle has a problem with its drive shaft that could cause it to move while placed in the park gear. Updates need to be made to the parking brake software. The recall involves its 2020 to 2023 models and some of its select 2024 models. No injuries or crashes have been reported. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Afternooners, we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. You can watch on YouTube at the Joey Clark Live. Be sure to like and subscribe. And we have we're almost up to 9,000 subscribers here.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
on YouTube. And then I love all the love we've been getting on the X platform.
Yeah.
Big hat tip to Patriot Czar and everybody out there that watching on the X platform. That's at the Joey Clark on Twitter X if you want to follow us. Now, do you want to go to school? You know, we talked all this Christian stuff.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we check in with our more progressive betters? And not saying, you know, some progressives are Christians, I think, and they mean it honestly. But,
okay.
I mean, sometimes you get into, like, in a second I'm going to play Yuval Harari.
Never heard of her.
That's a guy.
Kind of figured that.
And, yeah, Yuval doesn't strike me as a guy who's Christian or really all that Judaic. He seems to be more like a futurist, like transhumanist.
Oh, boy.
Right, we'll get to him in a second. But we have another woman. Here, I'll pull her up on the screen so you can see
her. Can't tell nowadays. I don't want to misjudge.
Yeah, well, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm colonizing her. I'm using colonial violence.
Oh, Joey, old school.
Against this woman.
Old school.
But, so you know what TED is, right?
Oh, yeah. TED Talks, man. And oh, also a great movie, by the way. One and two, pretty good.
Yeah.
One was better.
Apparently there's a TED TV series now?
Yeah, I can't bring myself to watch it.
It's still funny when I see the clips. I'm like, that little bear, as foul-mouthed as he is with that Boston accent. I'm like, it's pretty damn funny.
You didn't run into him while you're up there, by the way?
Look, Seth MacFarlane is such a lib. I saw some of his tweets. I just ignore him.
Oh, I have to.
It's like, go away, man. Go away. But TED, there are some great talks that I would still recommend to people. Especially the ones on music are usually remarkable.
There's some great TED Talks out there.
Now, there's some German scientist who has really given, say, the folks worried about climate change hell for essentially trying to cut off poor people in developing parts of the world. Yeah. Like, hey. Now, and he was essentially calling for humility in science, that, like, we're not as certain as we think we are. And a lot of these statistics, the things you think are true, that's conventional wisdom,
right?
Even amongst a pretty smart, high IQ crowd, it just ain't so.
Right.
Everybody's prone to beliefs that just ain't so. So I'm not knocking all of TED, but, especially when TED goes into political territory and they present it as though this is just the latest in academia.
That's right.
Like these activist institutions in academia that were, you know, spun up in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think these are very soft. Like soft. Like you could
Fontenelle
dimple the somebody's forehead soft. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, say, people are getting a PhD in physics or math. And I say that as a guy who got a BS in poli sci. Like, yeah. Compared to some of the WIS kids there, soft. That said, some of these activists have now just turned their activism into, they've transformed it into science.
Mm-hmm.
Where they put the veneer of science on top of what has always just been activism. Now, I think we're getting a little sample of this, but we should have an open mind.
Okay.
And we should listen and learn.
Oh, joy.
So let's take it away.
All right.
This went very viral at the end of last week. Elon Musk commenting on it. This is from that Ian Miles Xiong. Let's listen in.
Right.
And wait, let's take it seriously. We're going to learn together. Ready?
Trying.
Because I think that focusing still on the people who are uncomfortable about this is still recreating colonial violence. It's still recreating cis supremacy. It's still recreating able supremacy.
Like committing colonial violence.
I don't remember what some of these words
are. That's a pretty husky voice
there. Cis commit, what's it, cis something?
Like, let's back up. I'm already a little confused.
Because I think that focusing still on the people who are uncomfortable about this is still recreating colonial violence. It's still recreating cis supremacy.
I think she called me a sissy.
No.
Is that what she did?
No, it's in the words of Norm MacDonald. When you say somebody's cisgender and you're like, what the heck is that? C-I-S?
Yeah, okay.
That's just a way to marginalize a normal
person.
That's
why I thought it's normal, right? It's normal.
Yeah, it's just a way to marginalize a normal person. But she said, okay, it's a way to commit.
I think that focusing still on the people who are uncomfortable about this is still recreating colonial violence.
Colonial violence.
It's still recreating cis supremacy.
Cis supremacy. And
still recreating able supremacy.
Able supremacy. So we have colonial violence, cis supremacy, able supremacy.
What is able supremacy? What is this something y'all invented while I was this weekend while I was working?
Well, obviously, I mean, anybody who, like, able people are better than disabled people.
Oh, good Lord.
Like, seriously?
Oh, good Lord.
Is that what you think? able-bodied, if you want to use that term, able-minded.
That's just, okay.
It's just...
Yeah. Can you boo the dead people when you're in there?
You could, I guess, but actually some people were run out of time. Like Coleman Hughes tried to do his talk about a colorblind society. Yeah. Yeah, he got run out on a rail. Now, they were polite in the moment, but yeah, there's all these complaints. How dare he brings in his colonial violence?
Normalcy? But,
so wait, we have colonial violence,
yes.
Cis supremacy, able supremacy.
Okay.
It's still recreating white supremacy.
White supremacy. And these are all like part of the birdcage that are like keeping you in your white patriarchal capitalist superstructure.
But what about those of us who feel like we're not white supremacists, have never had white supremacist thoughts?
Well, your denial of it and you being uncomfortable about it is just recreating colonial violence. But she goes on.
So, instead...
In fact, there are people clapping at that.
I'm going to do what I usually do when I talk to my classes, is I try to weaponize everybody in there. I try to talk to them about what is colonialism, how do we interact with it, how do we engage with it, and how do we combat it within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, and how do we take that further? What is colonial violence? And it's something that is like really easy to like frame in the past. It's something that's really easy to frame as something that we don't participate in. But really, colonial violence is sitting in these seats right now and being comfortable.
Well, that sounds a little like your prejudice against fat people, fatty.
You know, suddenly those North Korean re-education camps don't sound like the worst idea in the world.
Colonial violence is the control of the elements that we have and being warm in this room.
That's colonial violence.
Getting comfortable?
Energy. Harvesting energy is colonial violence, Eddie. But that one
line...
Well,
she practices that, too. I imagine she keeps her AC on.
Oh, no, she's part of the club, but she's aware of the problem, and she's pointed it out. That's why we have to weaponize everybody. This is a teacher, folks. This is a teacher. Let's hear this again.
What I usually do when I talk to my classes is I try to weaponize everybody in there.
I try to weaponize everyone in there.
So sick.
Could it be Satan?
Could it be?
I try to talk to them about what is colonialism, how do we interact with it, how do we engage with it, and how do we combat it within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, and how do we take that further?
Oh, shut up. That's all my response is. Just shut up. I don't take you seriously.
No.
Well, and it's just, like, added to the list of things human beings have come up with that we're going to save ourselves from this corrupt system. And don't get me wrong, I can complain about the corruption in our system all the live long day. But there's so many folks who come along and say, well, you see the corruption in the system? Here's my way of solving that problem. And it's almost always this front that claim that I'm going to save humanity from its corruption and fallenness is almost always a front to control humanity. To drive us apart. To rule over us. And I don't care what you're using. People use it all the time. You can use the latest in progressive queer theory or wherever the hell she is, critical studies. Or you can use the good book. You can use the Bible. You can use science. You can use all sorts of stuff to make an excuse that just gives you the power to rule over people. Because everybody believes that. If you just put me in charge, Eddie, we would do great things. But do you ever hear me say that?
And they usually laugh behind it because we know what's going to happen if you become in charge. Yes.
Yeah.
You're very honest about it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I would nuke the world.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those nihilist madmen that...
You do not pretend.
In a world without actual redemption, especially in the hereafter, I think the only logical conclusion then, if this is it, is just like, bring on the nukes.
You and AI. Y'all got something in common, Joey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's just so absurd. And added to the list that in the name of creating equity, we're going to create unequal setups where some people have more power than others in order to make things more equal.
That's what they're trying
to do. And because your people who look like you have been, you know, ruling the roost for so long, then you're guilty. Jeez. And it's like, please, please spare me. If you don't understand that everybody is prone to depravity... Even those who are so-called victims, we don't realize that, yeah, even victims will then use their victimization as an excuse to victimize others.
Duh.
Happens all the time.
Yes.
It's an awful, hellish cycle. What the hell are we talking about? But that's not all. We have another TED Talk here, Eddie.
Mm.
This is now Yuval Harari.
I like the TED Talks, man.
I know. I'm ruining them.
Yes,
ruining them for you.
Yes, you have.
But this is Yuval Harari. He essentially is going to say we need to eliminate the individual because human rights are really just a fiction.
Most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story. It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and...
But no rights.
Take a human, cut them open, look inside... Well, and I love this guy going, the rights are just a story, so you need to believe the story I'm telling you. That you're just like an ostrich.
You have no rights.
Let's keep going.
And lungs and kidneys,
yeah,
but you don't find there any rights.
You don't find there any rights.
You find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also like human rights and like God and like heaven. They too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it, you can touch it, you can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories, very powerful stories, stories we might want to believe very much, but still they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You cannot touch it. You cannot smell it.
Yeah, you can.
I love how this guy's like, it's just stories. They're very powerful. Wait, okay, so it's just a reductive materialist point of view. That's the only story that's the most correct. Huh?
I disagree with him. 100%.
Well, you say just stories, just fictions. Well, it seems some fictions seem to resonate more with people than others, number one. Some fictions do stand the test of time. And when you say, oh, just fictions, are there not, say, fictions, whether you're talking a great novel or movie or poem, that are man-made, that tell you more truth than 2 + 2? But you can't really see math, Eddie, either. Nope. Just fictions, folks. Just fictions. But, okay, human beings are creating the fictions. It's just stuff we create. And if you cut them open, it's just heart and lungs and kidney and all that.
If you get attacked by a bear and you start screaming human rights.
Yeah. Well, the bear don't care.
Right.
These are just conventions.
He's looking for them, though.
Yeah, but so the stories, the fictions come from human beings. And where do human beings come from?
My understanding, we come from God.
Yeah, we come from, I would say, nature and nature is God. Is where I would go with it. But if it's just stories... Yet, and it's only things human beings create, yet human beings are of nature and of the existence itself, then aren't the stories just as real as anything that is out there that you could cut open? This butcher. This is the man who was recommended by Oprah and Barack Obama. Oh, read his book, Homo Sapiens, and I read it. I went to throw it in the damn fire. Yeah, I'm a book burner. Because this man, if you put him in charge, is a butcher. And at the same time, he's trying to damn all your conventions and all your stories, ones that have lasted generations and thousands of years. He's trying to get you to buy into his story.
Mm-hmm.
But that line, just fictions. People underestimate our capacity to manifest things in this world. Just fictions. That said, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And you know, fellas, two things can happen as men mature. Two things affect us the most. Erectile dysfunction's one, and that's no fun. Dysfunction in the bedroom is embarrassing. It's not a lot of fun at all. Or more generally, you might have low testosterone, low T problems. Again, these are nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about, and certainly not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. The reality is pills often quit working. You know, when you're having those bedroom issues, the pills have diminishing returns.
I see.
And guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, there have been studies done, Eddie, that men will be more irritable and argumentative on purpose before bed.
Yeah.
Just to avoid failing at intimacy. They know they're going to have a problem. They have anxiety about it. So they just pick a fight so the mood is gone.
It sounds like a manly thing to do, actually. It's what men do.
So, guys, if you're lacking motivation, energy, always tired, including mentally tired, you feel like you're walking through life in a fog, you're seeing a decrease in your sex drive, loss of muscle mass, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know that as you age, a testosterone and PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine, even for guys as young as 18? And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup, plus a consultation for only $99. Montgomery Men's Health also has low T treatments if you do, in fact, have low T that can change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother, brother.
Sorry, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Let's go to Pat. Hey, okay. Pat, how you doing?
Oh, I was doing good until I heard that last quote, and my blood pressure just kind of went through the roof.
Yeah.
It's like a previous caller when he called in and was talking about heaven and hell. You know, those are your choices. You know, you can choose heaven, you can choose hell, and it's our choice. That guy that says it's fiction, he's in for a very rude awakening one day, because he's going to stand before his creator and go, "Ooh, you mean it was real?"
All right.
And he's going to pay a price for it. And the lady that was on before him, I didn't understand a damn thing.
Well, it sounds like you engage in a lot of colonial violence then, Pat.
Yeah, I guess I'm just old, because you played it 2 and 3 or 4 times, and I'm sitting there going, what in the
heck is
that woman saying? So, anyway.
Oh, well, appreciate
it. Blessed day.
You too, Pat. Thank you, buddy.
God bless. Let's go to line one. Paul, how you doing?
Joey. So you're telling me that the pills don't work, and if you're taking them, they just sooner or later you're going to be failed when you need to rely on them?
Pills can stop working, yep.
Yep.
Good thing I never started taking them, huh?
There you go.
All natural still. All right, but, Paul.
Yeah. But,
cat can't scratch it, baby.
I won't be. Don't get me laughing, I won't be able to talk. But I've always had this look at what that man was saying. There is all sort of people in this world. There are believers, there are non-believers. There are people who say that they're believers that are really not believers. And they are non-believers because if you listen to the way they talk and the way they act, they just haven't accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Personally, I'd rather go through life believing what the Scriptures teach, and then when it comes down to it, they be wrong. What's that going to hurt me? Whereas, if I reject the Scriptures, and when that time comes, whoa, I'm in deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So where does that truly leave us?
Well, it should be with fear of the Lord and humility about the why and wherefore the entire existence we find ourselves in, I think, is the place to be. You know, I admit fully, I tend to relate most to the teacher in Ecclesiastes. And I'm not talking about the one who introduces him. I'm talking about the guy who says all is hevel, essentially. I often relate to that these days. But, you know, how that ends is fear the Lord.
Yeah.
Keep his commandments, even if you're having trouble.
And the other side of that coin, a lot of people, they take the term fear of the Lord as being in fear of the Lord. That's not exactly what that translates to.
Right.
You get you down a concordance, you get you down a Greek and Hebrew translation, And what it boils down to is a deep respect, a reverence.
Yep.
But there's so many of them as, oh, you got to be afraid of the Lord. No, that's not it. And furthermore, Lucifer has nothing on us as long as we are walking, talking, breathing children of God. On that other hand, well, all I'm going to say to that is, how many times through Scripture are we told, be not afraid, do not fear?
Well,
and I've been in and out. I had to talk the whole show. I did catch the interview with Mr. Dick.
Mm-hmm.
And that little bit about that fellow who doesn't believe is how I'm going to say to him. Mm-hmm. And the lady before that, the gentleman that Matt was talking about, I completely missed that. I must have been on a fuel line and fueling the truck. Hey. Later, guys.
See
later,
Paul. 272-9228. I cannot tell a lie. Joey chopped down the cherry tree, says Patriots are.
Mm.
Mm. Well, that's kind of freaky. You don't have the capability to lie.
You got horse teeth or something? You got wooden teeth or something?
Mm.
Got a new hairstyle under that hat?
I got a haircut, yeah.
Yeah, but ain't no George Washington.
Mm-mm.
And you got no white woolly wig.
I don't know. Well, as far as you know, big boy.
As far as I want to know.
Some Tuesday nights.
As far as I want to know.
Get out my quill and my parchment.
I see.
And start dipping it in some ink and see what happens. That's what I do occasionally. Every other Tuesday night.
Every other Tuesday night?
No coming knocking.
You put the do not disturb sign out, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Put the tie on the door?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing some heavy duty philosophizing with my ink and parchment here, my little quill.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Especially with that Yuval Harari guy saying. The other lady we played, whatever, is I think it's just comic gobbledygook.
Yeah.
But with this guy, I think people should take it as seriously as a heart attack. In the sense that the transhumanist idea is very real.
It is.
There are a lot of very powerful, rich people that like that idea.
Yep.
They're essentially going to... And not only individuality, I think you're going to get to a point where you won't just choose, oh, I'm a man or I'm a woman. It's not just gender that's fluid, it's your very species that's fluid. That this mind that you carry around, we can transport and fuse you with technology, and
you have
these
now.
Minds we're building out of silicon.
You have that now. You have people walking around thinking they're cats.
Well, there's that, too.
In the litter box.
Right, but have you seen some of those folks? I'm kind of convinced.
I've seen some of the ones that had the surgeries
and
all that.
Here's the beautiful thing, though. Even the folks who turn themselves into cats, cats ain't impressed. Actual cats.
Not impressed at all. They
know
still
what's
hiss
up.
At them.
You know, like, we saw the Egyptians try to do this. Good luck with y'all, you know.
Right.
Didn't go well for them, did it?
Nope.
272-9228. Let's hit this break.
All right.
More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have weather changes on the way, but if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. We'll be mostly cloudy and dry, very mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Now, tomorrow, with a high up to about 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours as a cold front sweeps through the area. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Then, behind the front on Wednesday, much cooler, breezy, with highs only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's a big setback. We'll be down to 39 by Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Eddie. And we didn't get into this Alabama snake guide at all. I know the show before us did.
Yeah.
But Erica Thomas wrote this up, and it's gone super viral. People like talking about them snakes.
Well, here in Alabama, we've got a lot of them, Joey. Yeah. Not a big snake guy.
Yeah, you know, we haven't played the clip yet of the local, he's the only openly gay, emphasis on openly, a member of the Alabama legislature.
Okay.
I always wonder about that. First, openly.
Well, there you go.
Like Sinema in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
Is like,
come on.
Wait, you mean there were other bisexuals?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, probably.
You think there was more than one Epstein Island, Joey? Hello?
Yeah, I think there probably was. The diddler is still in question.
Right.
You seen the 50 Cent videos making the rounds?
Watched some of them last night.
But the dude asked me to go shopping with him. I'll pay for everything, 50. It's like,
I know how he felt. I felt very uncomfortable.
No, that would make me uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't have asked me. I felt very uncomfortable when you asked me to go on a shopping spree with you.
I didn't offer to pay, though.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No, but seriously, if a guy with a straight face came up to me and said, I'll take you shopping and, you know, I'll pay for everything, I would be very weirded out.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, it's like, you better be a family member at least, you know what I mean?
I mean, one thing, hey, there's a funeral or a wedding coming up, we're taking you in a suit.
Right.
But I'm taking
you. You gotta up your game.
I'm taking you
shopping.
It's all on me, baby.
Okay, Diddy.
No.
The diddler.
Going to the outlets.
But this is State Rep Neil Rafferty out of Birmingham.
Okay.
He went so far as to dub the recent Alabama law they passed that essentially bans divisive concepts such as DEI.
Oh, yeah.
Critical race theory. And other divisive concepts. He calls it the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Huh?
I thought that was only in Florida.
I don't even think that was the name of the bill there.
And given this like generation coming up's like the gayest ever, I don't think people are going to stop talking about it.
I don't think so.
Here's what he has to say about the effect of some of these laws in the classroom.
Oh, okay.
Representative Neil Rafferty, Alabama's only legislator who publicly identifies as gay, warns the bill could seriously interfere with the school curriculum in unexpected ways.
It is a super problematic bill. It's become so vague that can even talk about Martha Washington being married to George Washington, because Martha Washington was a woman, wife, right, who married a man, George Washington. So that's a heterosexual relationship.
That's sexual orientation.
That's sexual orientation. Now you're talking about gender identity and sexual orientation.
Any questions?
Or are you just talking about George Washington?
Right. Or can we make nothing out of something out of nothing? Can I get on CNN?
Well, but like, what does George Washington cutting down the cherry tree or crossing the Delaware have to do with, you know, sex with Martha?
I'm telling
you. And also, like, why would you reduce marriage
right.
to your one That's sexuality?
The part I don't get. It's so much more than that. I don't get it.
Well, and what he's doing is he's trying to frame the issue in the latest science. So it's all about sexuality and gender identity.
But nobody cares.
Well, some people care.
You really care?
You sounded like Peter Griffin there.
Nobody cares. I'm at that point. I don't care. What I learned about George Washington, it was great. I learned his wife's name was Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else they said beyond that, I didn't listen, and I don't care. I don't care.
Right.
What'd she do? She was the one that made him happy. Good deal. Let's move on.
Well, let's go to Mount Vernon sometime.
I'm down.
Take the tour. I remember doing that, and yeah, there's some pretty heinous stuff there. When you see that time period, how rough people were.
Any time period you look back on.
Sure. This is what I mean. Yeah. It's like, but also, I'm on this big kick. I was telling my family yesterday that it's an old, I think it's Ronca. It's an old quote from some poet. said all eras are equal in the eyes of God. So, like, we often look back and go, look how stupid, like, Queen Elizabeth and Shakespeare were. Well, not too many people say that about Shakespeare, but look how dated he is in some of his references and whatnot. Look at how bad and crazy the Romans or the Greeks were, or medieval Christian Europe. Yeah. Well, have you ever had the time and the poise to go, well, what do you think they would think of us? Huh. Take their ideas pretty seriously.
Yeah.
And don't just assume we've progressed. Like, I think that's the hubris of our age. We've clearly progressed and gotten better. I think where we clearly progressed and gotten better has been more technological and economic.
Yeah, I don't think we've gotten better all the way around. No. Mm-mm. No. No.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Good for Rep Rafferty for getting on CNN. And
but that's all I could say is I got on CNN.
Yeah. Well, how many people watch that now? Well, they're getting older.
The audience?
Yeah. Like, when I first started watching cable news, like in college,
yeah,
the average age, I think, was late 50s, 60. As I started doing work here, the average age was like 65. I think it's now in the 70s.
Yeah, just
people who watch it. Like, that audience, that core group, is, number one, shrinking. Like, compared to a lot of these podcasts I watch, showing to my 80-something-year-old grandfather, by the way. Like, this is what I watch. Now, he watches
any podcasts?
He doesn't watch cable news. He watches a lot of sports.
Okay.
He's got a few shows like, and I'll watch with him, like Fool Us, like the Penn and Teller show. Mm-hmm. Like, those are great. But I'm like, hey, let's not just do TV. Like, so I've showed him the Flagrant podcast. I've shown him some Rogan, shown him some Lex Friedman.
Mom's House?
I haven't gone that far with your mom's house. No, I don't think he's ready for your mom's house.
No, he's not.
Not many people are ready for your mom's house.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
That's when I heard 1819 News with Andrea Tice saying Tom Segura's in town. I'm like, keep him high and tight. Okay, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. But it's just such a interesting time where the big dogs are sort of losing their sway.
They are.
Society's being recreated. And I think there are a lot of folks from different walks of life who are going to do the right thing. But right now, I think our political fights at the end of the day are just nonsense.
They are, and they take up way, and I know this is what we do for a living, but they take up way too much of our time. Now, that's you and I, but just in general.
Well, it's a bad way to organize society. I think if you're going to have politics, if you're going to have governance, it should be as local as possible.
Right.
I really don't have an issue if the people here who live in Montgomery want to vote to have a, say, millage increase on property taxes, I'm going to vote against it.
Right.
But if they vote for it, okay, it's not the end of the world.
You still have the option. You can say, I can move, or right. I can just suck it up and say, okay, this is what the people decided.
And even if we vehemently disagree, you're my neighbor.
You're still my neighbor.
Let's sit down and talk this out.
We have more in common than we have.
So I don't mind a lot more government at the very local level, and I still do believe in basic liberties. But a lot of stuff we now call rights and liberties, you're talking about public spaces that are funded by people whose funds are stolen from them, taxes, mm-hmm. and have to go a particular way. And I'm like, no, as soon as public schools have been the most litigious institution in our society for good reason. Yes. When you're talking about what kids are taught,
right.
then of course people are going to get a little bit worked up about that, especially when you have fundamental disagreements. So,
agreed.
I would like for it to go much more local, but again, and Rafferty actually goes on to say this wasn't a homegrown Alabama issue. This is a national agenda.
And I think that's part of the plan is the more they can keep it not local, the less control, the less input right. you and I have and others have.
Right. That's why.
That's by the plan, man.
Whether in this issue or the Prattville Library, yeah. they run to CNN because, well, that's their juice.
Like,
right, you better believe it, folks. The juice is there. When it comes to the New York Times still.
Oh,
and
yeah.
CNN still has a bit of a fire hose. And with this, for instance, Alabama District 2, you know, Shamari Figures and Anthony Daniels are both throwing essentially carpetbagger at one another.
How can they both?
You ain't even from here.
So,
and actually, I think it's kind of true.
Is one of them from here?
I think it's kind of true of both of them. Well, in the sense, Daniels, I think, has a better claim because he grew up right from around here. People know him as AD around here.
Okay.
Like, he was going to be a star basketball player, and he got injured, like that story he told us the other day.
Okay.
And Shamari Figures does have family that's here.
Ah.
But there's a lot of outside money being poured in, and it's not just going to be outside money from donors. It's going to be MSNBC covering this stuff. It's going to be CNN covering this stuff. So whether it's Caroline Dobson or Dick Brubaker, they better get ready. Because it's not going to be people like me folks over the Montgomery Advertiser or AL.com or 1819 News that you're going to have to just talk to. It's going to be a national affair. And that's unfortunate.
Could you ever imagine a local election where there was no way that outside money from Alabama could touch the election? A true local election.
It'd be different.
It would be. A lot.
Well, without the Washington Post, do you think Roy Moore gets elected?
Ooh. Yeah.
Young girl, get
good
out of my
point
mind.
There, Joseph. Good
now,
point.
I want to switch over to... yeah, but that's just so absurd. You can't teach about Martha and George Washington because they're both straight or something.
I don't get it.
Well, it's actually kind of a genius move by Rafter. Clever move, I'll give him that. Where it's like he's going to put the whole thing in the context of his framing. Like, fair enough. But people were teaching that long before
here's the thing,
those newfangled ideas came along.
Nobody gets called on their BS anymore. They just let you spew it.
Yeah.
In my world, that doesn't happen. You get about two sentences of BS before somebody calls you out on it.
Now, we're running out of time here for this segment, so speaking of BS, how about these jobs reports?
Joey.
Yeah. So, Peter St. Ange, the name of his video that came out today, again, it's at Prof. St. Ange on Twitter X.
Mm-hmm.
Peter St. Ange, the headline is, jobs overstated by 800,000.
A few years ago, this used to be the normal.
Let's listen in to Peter.
The Philly Fed just admitted that the payroll numbers are cooked, to the tune of 800,000 jobs that are not real. The first warnings came last year when the Philly Fed's quarterly census of employment and wages found that instead of the 1.1 million jobs reported by Joe Biden's BLS, the actual number was 10,000. So that is an astounding miss. It's a 110-fold miss. It takes us from healthy job growth to nothing. In fact, according to Philly, 23 states actually lost jobs in that period. Now, you might recall media banging on how stupid
jobs.
Americans are for not appreciating the Biden miracle. As Paul Krugman put it, quote, there is a huge disconnect between public perception and reality.
Right.
And here we are again. The latest Philly numbers say the BLS is overstating jobs once again by 800,000 through December and likely over a million once again if you extend the gap into this year. That implies job growth nationwide that's about half what official numbers are saying, which suggests that a lot of the stellar unemployment rate right now is not people with jobs, it is people who have given up or dropped out of the workforce.
Yep.
Now, this is pretty bad considering Washington is currently flooding the nation with $6 trillion in spending, of which $2 trillion is debt. That should at least goose the job numbers since somebody is getting all of that money. So how can they cook numbers, you might ask? Easy, major government numbers are mostly made of statistics. Adjustments like seasonal adjustment or so-called company birth-death models that try to estimate how many new companies there are and how many have gone away, they don't actually count the stuff. The reason they don't count is because NOST data is not available in real time. A lot of it simply doesn't exist. So companies and workers don't respond to questionnaires or they return shoddy data. They just fill in whatever since people filling in government surveys are not the A-team. So government statisticians will take those little stray bits of data they have and statistically adjust them through a series of funhouse mirrors until they look truthy enough. What you get out the other end, in theory, more or less captures the full picture of how many people have jobs or how much consumers are spending or how many factories are being built or shutting down. The problem, of course, is who is doing that adjustment and what is their incentives. So you might assume a government statistician's goal is accuracy, since in theory, if you're a bad statistician, you'll get fired. Reality, of course, government workers do not get fired for shoddy work, only for liking Donald Trump posts. What government statisticians can get punished for, say demoted or reassigned to Fargo, is not playing ball.
Yep.
So in government, playing ball means saying what needs to be said so that your boss can get some more budget love from the White House and Congress. So spot the problem. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. The lies will get worse as the economy gets worse. Bigger screw-ups require bigger lies. There was, of course, a time that rigged government statistics was crazy talk. I myself might have considered it crazy talk a few years ago. I don't anymore. And apparently, on jobs at least, the Philly Fed agrees. A new episode of the Roundup podcast just dropped. Check it out at petersaintange.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Really love those videos. He puts them out every day, folks. Peter St. Ange isn't a great guy.
Doesn't run out of material, does he, Joey?
He's a great dude.
He is.
Very very smart dude, too. I kind of miss the guy. Used to get beers with him.
Yeah.
Over in Auburn. But, hey, we got to hit this quick break. Hopefully, we'll have Ray Bowles on the other side.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The news and views in the afternoon. Ours, we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Appreciate all the love today. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Bradville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I am glad to be home.
Yeah, back in one piece?
Back, well, man, that Friday flight was horrible. Somebody snuck on our plane.
What?
We had a stowaway on the plane.
What in the world?
Oh, yeah. It was awful. Because we literally were like, you know how you see the next plane taking off? You're like, yeah, we'll fix it. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
And the pilot comes over and says, hey, there's something wrong with our manifest. We got to go back to the gate. Oh, they bebopped back to the gate. Five officers fly onto the plane, pull this guy off. And apparently, he had taken a picture of somebody's ticket in the airport. Just randomly. And it happened to be our plane. And went on there, and both people were sitting on the plane when they figured it out. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you know, if they would have figured it out 3 minutes later, we'd have been in the air, and I could have been home on time. Instead, I literally drove up in the driveway at 1:30 Saturday morning.
So he was able to snap a picture of the ticket and then use that at, like, the when you check in to go down the walkway.
Right? Oh, I got through TSA. How he did that, I will never know.
Wow.
People literally were sitting on our plane. Yeah.
That could have been a lot worse. That's, you know, when I was coming back from Montgomery connection flight to Atlanta Montgomery, they're just like, y'all have a weight problem. I'm like, that's rude.
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah, it ain't me. It's this broad next to me.
It might have to do with that six pieces of luggage we had underneath the plane.
Right. So the store was all in one piece when you got back to?
It ran like a champ. Man, you should see all the jobs on the book. The guys did great. Dad's not lost any hair. It's turned a little bit wider. But, yeah, the store went great. So if you need a floor, call us today, 285-8117. We'll come out to you that free measurement, and boom. It'll be down that fast. And guys, for the last time, I don't know where it is. I don't know who's trolling.
But keep watching the Prattville Carpet Facebook page. And where else can people find clues?
Facebook and our website.
Okay, prattvillecarpet.com. And again, that number, 285-8117. And be sure to tell them when you call 285-8117 that you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray.
Yeah, you missed that because you're taking another call, but he said they had a stowaway on their flight where they're, like, taxied up to the runway, and the pilot came on, we have a problem with our manifest, and there was some guy took a picture.
Dude, I read the story.
Yeah.
The dude took a picture of a boarding pass, and they let him... Dude, they don't barely let me on the planes with the boarding pass.
I know.
How do these people just get on through?
I know.
I read that story. That's incredible.
That was his flight back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But the call off air, and it was a good point. Someone called in and he said, "Hey, the issue they're having with Trump, they thought they voted for the Trump they see on The Apprentice.
Yeah,
the Trump that they got in the White House was not the Trump they saw on The Apprentice.
It's a good question to Trump,
right? And that's And it was a person of color, and they said, you know, that in my world, that's what we feel like we were hoodwinked. You know, we didn't get the character that we thought we were getting. And I've never heard it explained to me that way at all.
No, I think that's finally that's
something.
Put.
Yes, finally something I can see some difference.
Folks around Trump, I think, understand that he now knows and will admit I made mistakes when he first got in.
I agree.
He trusted the establishment way too much.
Right.